Welcome to the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris Spearman. Our mission here at Fitness Coach Freedom is to help fitness professionals just like you transition from just another coach to an actual business owner and help you have a bigger impact in the world, give yourself more freedom, and to create generational wealth. Please enjoy, please subscribe, and we'll see you inside. So I have no issue with training on the gym floor. I did it for a good period of time and I really enjoyed it. At the time when I finished, I think I was charging $300, $400, $500 an hour. I know that sounds outrageous, and I'm not saying that if you're charging $50 an hour and I was charging $500 an hour, that does not mean that I'm 10 times better than you. I may be worse than you. I don't know that. But what I do know is that my time was worth that amount. I was growing multiple businesses at the time. A metric that I look at with my students in the Apollo Inner Circle is how much they make on average for every sales call that they get on. And there were times where I would make between $2,000 and $3,000 on average for every call that I took. So for example, if we're selling a 4 or 5K program, and let's say you're selling a 5K program and you sell 50% of the time you close paid in full, then on average, every time you get on a call, you make $2,500. So if that's going to take me an hour versus a PT session with someone, you know, down the road, and they're going to charge me $50, which one am I going to choose? So it's nothing to do with me saying I'm better than anyone. It's nothing to do with that. It's you need to dictate the value of your time. And at that moment in time, I had so much going on. I've now successfully built multiple seven-figure businesses and I own multiple seven-figure businesses, and I wouldn't have been able to do that had I not sacrificed some time to do the things that I needed to do in the business and then on the business and remove myself. So I've nothing against working on the gym floor. I really enjoyed it. I just made sure that it was worth my time when I did it. And there's a large number of you listening to this who are still on the gym floor, and you're either paying rent, or you are, let's say you do some sessions or you work a little bit for the gym, and that means you get your rent for free. Okay, so let's just, for argument's sake, let's just say you do 12 and a half hours a week, okay, for the gym, and you do not need to pay rent. Okay, so you're essentially doing 50 hours a month for the gym. Okay, and let's just say you would charge £40 or $40 an hour for your time. You're essentially giving the gym £2,000 or $2,000 rather than just paying a gym rent. So let me do that math again. If you're doing 12 and a half hours for the gym to pay for your rent per week, that's 50 hours a month, right? At £40 or $40 per session, that's $2,000 of time, or £2,000 of time you're giving the gym. So if you paid them £500 rent and you filled the same slots with PT sessions at £40, you'd be making £1,500 extra. Does that make sense? Now, I've gone through this for years with my students who are on the gym floor. Now, as you guys know, the vast majority of our students now are Apollo Inner Circle, who are already making six and multiple six and want to go to seven. The trial, as you guys may have seen, depending on, you know, when you're listening to this, there may be spaces available. We're doing it every few months, is to get a small number of you guys who are trying to get to six figures into our world for free, 30-day trial, to make sure eventually down the line that the people that we do decide to work with in Apollo are already at a specific level. The majority of the conversations that we're having with some of you guys is getting on the gym floor is great at the start, and you can learn your trade and all of those things, and I'm all up for that. But something that I think needs to needs to be articulated better is the value of your time if it's better spent in other places. Now, let's just imagine that this time, let's say the 50 hours on the gym floor, okay? So let's just say instead you spent 1 hour nurturing a client, another hour selling a client, and you charge like £1,000 for 6 months for online coaching. You'd be up money. You'd be up money. You could pay your gym rent and you'd have 48 hours free in the month to do whatever the hell you want. Spend time with your loved ones. Spend time with your kids. Learn a new craft. Learn a trade. Get more clients. Build out your content portfolio. Record podcasts. Enjoy life. Travel. These are all things that you can do when you start valuing your time. And no one else is going to do that for you. You need to take responsibility. So here's what you need to do. You need to go away and you need to map out not how much you charge per hour, how much you could charge per hour, and forget about your packages. The only thing that happens when you do a package is you decrease your hourly rate every single time. So if you're able to communicate the value and sell what you're doing, you don't need to bulk get people to bulk purchase sessions. I would prefer do one session a week, let's say, with 20 clients, 20 hours a week, Monday to Friday, 4 hours in the morning, and charge a premium per hour and get them to do 1 hour a week. You only need 20 clients. I don't care what gym you're in or what area you live in, you can get 20 people. And if one goes, you take another on. If someone says, no, that's way too expensive, then find someone who'll pay it. That's it. You just need to get better at articulating the value of what you provide. I know that's short and sweet, short and simple, but I wanted to communicate that. I think it's very important because here's what's happening. Your time is oxygen, and the time that is being sucked out of your day and your week is oxygen that will suffocate you from and prevent you from growing online and doing other things. So if you burnt the boats right now, and I'm not recommending you do that, that's why a hybrid model is probably a really good option. If you guys were in a position where you could transfer your knowledge onto more of a hybrid model online, that would make way more sense. And then that's a stepping stone to jump in online. You know, does that make sense? I'm actually going to put a recording below this episode on how you can do that. It's a map out, a structure of a call that I did with a client who had joined the trial end of last year. And I mapped it exactly how you can do that if you're on the gym floor. So yeah, click the link below, give that a watch. I guarantee it'll be one of the best things that you watch this week. If it isn't, you can message me on IG and give me shit. But I bet you will be. Hope that's useful. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. What is up, team? Thank you so much for listening. As always, there are two groups of you listening to this podcast. Number one, you're on your road to six figures or multiple six figures, and therefore we want to help you for free. We want to give you whatever resources that we can so that you can become the second group of people that maybe listen to this podcast, people who are already making six or multiple six figures and want to go to seven, and then we may be able to work with you within the Apollo Inner Circle. If you're not there yet, then there's a number of ways that we can help you get there for free. Number one, you can apply to join our free 30-day trial. You will be working with me and my team. Now, the reason we do this, if you click below, you'll see I've created a video explaining exactly why we do that. Because the more of you we get to six figures, the more people we have to be able to help within the Apollo Inner Circle, which basically our goal within the Apollo Inner Circle is to get as many fitness coaches from six to seven figures as possible. So we work with you guys for 30 days, get you to, you know, as close to six figures as we can. And then hopefully over the next few weeks and months, either by yourself or with what we've given you in the trial, you will be potentially a good fit for Apollo. Secondly, by all means, you can jump down below and get the top seven myths to scaling an online fitness business to seven figures. This will talk you through a 7 days worth of videos. Each one is a different belief or system that needs to be changed, amended, or put in place before you can get to seven figures. This is actually some of the most valuable content that we have. I've had people come to me and say they've made more money from this download and these videos than previous mentors, so it's definitely worth checking out. And the last two, you've got unlimited fitness leads or unlimited fitness sales, depending on which you struggle with most. So you can go to unlimitedfitnessleads.com or unlimitedfitnesssales.com, depending on which of those is your biggest bottleneck. So obviously, the leads talks you through a five-step strategy to double your lead flow in a very short space of time. And the sales strategy is how to double your prices and make 45% more money overnight. So whichever of those seems most valuable to you, have a look, have a nose around. You can find us on social media. I'm at Spearman Chris on Instagram, or you can find me on Facebook. As always, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. Whatever we can do to get you to six figures for free, the better. So any requests, any thoughts on the podcast, by all means, drop me a message. Let me know that you're enjoying, what you'd like to hear more of. We'll see you guys in the next few. Peace.